Welcome back to Swishing Edition with Caleb. So happy to be here with you guys today. This is episode number 7. If you missed 1 through 6, go back and check it out. This is a trade deadline episode. I'm telling everyone now that I'm not doing every single trade, only the most important ones. And the last segment of the episode, we're going to be talking about the Marcus Gasol trade with a special guest. But first, let's hop into the first topic. We're going to try to go in chronological order. So this one might be the most impactful trade of them all. The 76ers acquired Tobias Harris, Boban, and Mike Scott, who when he's played, has been a great shooter. And the Clippers receive Landry Shamet, a great rookie. I want to say amazing. You know, he's a great shooter. Wilson Chandler, Mike Muscala, and Mike Muscala will appear again. 2020 first-round pick, 2021 first-round pick via Miami, 2021 second-round pick, and 2023 second-round pick. The Sixers just boost themselves up from a good to great team to a great and amazing team because their starting lineup is amazing. Ben Simmons, J.J. Redick, Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris, and Joel Embiid. That's a great starting lineup. That's as good as anyone else in the East. And the problem that I have with the Sixers in this trade is Boban is a backup center, and I'm not sure if he can get the minutes that he will be getting on this, or that he probably will be getting on the Sixers, unless they're going to have to overplay Embiid, and that could lead to an injury because, as you guys know, he's been injured plenty of times. The Clippers, I mean, Tobias Harris was that guy. They're in the playoff seed right now, and that Tobias Harris was that guy leading them. But they got some good things. They got draft picks. Then they got Landry Shamet. Mike Muscala is, I'm going to talk about him later, did get dealt. And Wilson Chandler, who was dealt this summer, could be a starting replacement to Tobias Harris or be early off the bench. Let's get into the next trade. This one's a quickie. The Suns get Tyler Johnson and Wayne Ellington, and the Heat receive Ryan Anderson. This trade is full. Has got two terrible contracts. Ryan Anderson and Tyler Johnson are both making $20 million. And the reason I think the Suns win this trade is because although they did get back a bad contract for a bad contract, they got Wayne Ellington, who last year was a knockdown shooter, and this year he's been a great shooter also. The Heat are probably not going to play Ryan Anderson or won't be playing him a lot because he could either be a power forward or a small lineup center, but they already got two centers. So the only way I see him playing is if they play him at his normal position. Power forward, because last year, before he got benched, we did see the Rockets play him at center. Let's get on to the next trade. The Wizards said they weren't going to trade their $100 million man, Otto Porter Jr. But then a week later, they do. So the Bulls receive Otto Porter Jr., and the Wizards receive Bobby Portis, the underperforming Jabari Parker, and a 2023 second-round pick. I mean, Otto Porter Jr. is usually much better than he's been this year. I mean, he's making $26 million a year, and he does not deserve it for what he's doing. But Jabari Parker is also making $20 million, and he is doing terrible. I see the fact that Jabari Parker is younger. I see more hope for him in the Wizards. Bobby Portis has an average player, and the second-round pick also cushions it up a little bit. So I think the Wizards win this trade. This, I'm pretty sure, is the only three-team trade that I'm talking about. There could have been, like, another one. But as the Rockets receive Iman Shumpert, Nick Stauskas, and Wade Baldwin. I'm going to say right now, Nick Stauskas and Wade Baldwin, I talked about them in a trade before. They were traded again to the Pacers, but I'm not going to talk about that trade because it's a really unnecessary trade. So they have been traded three times, those two guys, three times in the past 2.5 days. I mean, I feel really bad. I mean, hopefully they didn't start getting houses wherever they were staying. I'm just showing my sympathy. So the Rockets acquire Iman Shumpert, Nick Stauskas, and Wade Baldwin. Cleveland gets Brandon Knight and Marquise Chris, who the Rockets received in a trade in the summer for Ryan Anderson, but they've never actually used them. And then the Cavs also get a 2019 first-round pick via Rockets lottery protected. And the last team to trade is the Kings to receive Alec Burks, who was traded recently, or not this year, to the Cavs from the Utah. And they also get the Rockets 2020 second rounder. I don't want to say this trade was hilarious because I'd be such a terrible person, but it was pretty funny. Harrison Barnes gets traded in the middle of the game. This ain't the MLB. And the MLB, they get traded in the middle of the game, but this ain't the MLB, and I've never seen this happen because, you know, I'm only 12 years old, so I ain't living a lot. But Harrison Barnes makes this morning in SportsCenter, makes that lefty layup, and then Harrison Barnes scores his last basket for the Dallas Mavericks. So the Kings require Harrison Barnes. And the thing is that the Kings are trying to make the playoffs this year, and Harrison Barnes is the player that can help him. And the Mavericks get Zebo, if you don't know, Zach Randolph, who is probably going to retire in about 2 or 3 years, and Justin Jackson, who is an off-the-bench young guy, but you don't really hear a lot about him because, you know, they got better young players like Bagley, but mainly De'Aaron Fox and Buddy Hield. The Tobias Harris Sixers trade could be the most impactful, but if not, this is up. I mean, that probably is, but this is up there. And the Bucks just completely stole the Pelicans. The Pelicans get Jason Smith, don't know who he is, Stanley Johnson, who the Bucks traded with the Pistons, but that was the Buck gave away Thon Maker. I'm not talking about that. So the Pelicans get Jason Smith, Stanley Johnson, and 4 future second-round picks, and the Bucks getting with Nikola Mirotic. Those 4 future second-round picks aren't going to do crap because the Bucks are going to be winning in the next 5-6 years with Giannis. So those second-round picks, they're going to be playing in the G League for the rest of their lives. And Nikola Mirotic, like I said, talked about before, and with Chris Middleton and Brooke Lopez, Mirotic is exactly like that three-ball shooter. That's exactly what Coach Bud wants, and Giannis, exactly what they need to win games. This trade, the Clippers are involved in the next 2 trades. The Clippers trade away Avery Bradley to the Grizzlies. You know, he's been having an off year, but he's usually a 3-and-D player. He's been a little off this year. And the Clippers get Jamichael Green, you know, just an average player, and Garrett Temple. You know, it's a higher average player for 2 average players. Now the thing about it, I'm surprised why I put that on the list. Whatever, let's just get right into the next one that involves Clippers also. Clippers get Michael Beasley and Ivica Zubac, and the Lakers get Michael Beasley and Ivica Zubac, and the Lakers get Mike Muscala. The Clippers are getting a young center who's been really proving himself, and Ivica Zubac and Michael Beasley, be easy, miss walking buckets. You know, depending on his situation, I mean, last year at the Knicks, he really saved his career. Scored like 16 a game, but I mean, that was at the Knicks. And maybe he'll get more minutes than he did on the Lakers, the Clippers. The Lakers get what LeBron really wants. They get a stretch 4. I mean, they don't have any big men who can shoot except for Kyle Kuzma. I mean, and Mo Wagner, but like, he can't actually do anything, but like whatever. So Muscala gives them the boost off the bench that they really need. I'm just happy it happened. And to be honest with you, I think the Magic got ripped off. The Magic get Markel Fultz, and the Sixers get Jonathan Simmons, 2020 first-round pick via Thunder, and a future second-round pick. I'm saying I get ripped off is because Jonathan Simmons has proved that he could be a decent NBA player. Markel Fultz hasn't proved that, and I'm scared that he may be never able to shoot again. I mean, yes, it is an injury, but, I mean, wasn't he supposed to come back, like, 3 weeks ago? I mean, I really don't know what's going on with Markel Fultz. I think the Sixers definitely won this trade. You get picks that make up for the ones you gave away, not completely, but make up for the ones you gave away in the Tobias Harris trade. Plus, you get a good role player. And if you don't remember, when Kawhi Leonard got injured by Zaza, we don't like you, Zaza. When Zaza jumped on Kawhi Leonard, Jonathan Simmons stepped up, and that's why he got that contract with the Magic. But now he's off to Philly. And our last topic, we're calling our guest Kenny Diane for the Toronto Raptors and Grizzlies trade. Hey, Kenny, welcome to the show. Before we get into the trade, I'm just going to tell everyone the Raptors get Marc Gasol and the Grizzlies get Jonas Valanciunas, DeLon Wright, CJ Miles, and a 2024 future second-round pick. What do you have to say about this trade, Kenny?
It's a pretty good trade because I've been watching some clips about Marc Gasol. I see him driving in the paint, posting out, boxing out, and getting those fadeaways and those and-ones.
I also like this trade because Marc Gasol, besides being an inside player, like you just said, he's a defensive player of the year. He's could bring leadership, and he's a shooter, and that could help. And the shooting is what you need in the NBA today, right, Kenny?
Yeah.
The Grizzlies get Jonas Valanciunas, DeLon Wright, CJ Miles, and 2024 second-round pick. CJ Miles is a great shooter. I think that could help the Grizzlies. What do you think?
Yeah, I see him knocking down those threes all day.
Yep, and Jonas Valanciunas, he's been a good center. He could really fill in what the Grizzlies need, right?
Mm-hmm.
The thing I don't like about this trade, though, for the Raptors is they lost some key players. But I believe that Marc Gasol could get it done and lead them to the finals.
Yeah.
So, thanks, Kenny, for joining the show and talking about the trade. I'll see you when I see you, Kenny.
Bye. Bye.